Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, September the 26th, 2023. I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking to some of the young office bearers who won in the parliamentary and council elections last month. But first, let's start here in Washington. Climate change is the dominant concern for the Pacific Islands Forum leaders who met with U.S. President Joe Biden yesterday. While the White House focuses on other regional threats like China's increased ambitions on the high seas, Biden made millions of dollars worth of commitments that will need congressional approval. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
President Joe Biden began this year's Summit of Pacific Island Nations with an apology and an acknowledgement. First, giving his regrets for canceling a visit to Papua New Guinea in May amid domestic political drama, and then hailing U.S. diplomatic recognition of the Cook Islands and the tiny island nation of Niue. He also focused on the climate concerns identified by the 18 Pacific Island Forum nations and pledged funds for climate assistance and infrastructure.
We hear your warnings of a rising sea that would pose an existential threat to your nations. We hear your calls for reassurance that you never, never, never will lose your statehood or membership of the UN as a result of a climate crisis.
These 18 member states have been battlegrounds of colonial conquest for centuries. The Cook Islands, for instance, are named after the intrepid Captain James Cook, the British adventurer who in the late 18th century violently conquered indigenous lands across the wide expanse of the Pacific from Australia to Canada for the crown. That's something not lost on Prime Minister Mark Brown of the Cook Islands, who emphasized the relationship his country seeks with the world superpower.
We have an opportunity here, as the Pacific Islands Forum and as the United States, to develop our partnerships for prosperity.
But there's one name none of the leaders uttered in their public comments. Analysts say that China's increased ambitions, such as its security pact with the Solomon Islands, whose leaders skipped the Washington summit, is part of the calculation for the United States' increased engagement. But not all of it.
The United States has been one of the most recalcitrant countries in the world on looking at the question of financing for climate adaptation. If you're an island in the Pacific dealing with rapidly rising sea levels and storm surges and increase in frequency of major storms, climate adaptation is the issue. It's existential. And so that's the real front lines of the conversation between the Pacific Islands and the West, especially the United States.
But those who watch that wide expanse of ocean say there's one thing the leader of the world's wealthiest nation cannot promise. Money. That's up to Congress, the elected body currently embroiled in a political standoff over funding. If members don't resolve that by month's end, the U.S. government will shut down.
The U.S. made a lot of commitments last year in its first ideas, very sensible proposals. The big challenge is that once it went up to Congress, things got snagged. And I think that's the issue that all sort of commitments that the White House makes in this or in anything else is going to face, which is making sure that Congress approves it.
These leaders will likely have a chance to discuss that among themselves when they meet again in November without Biden in the Cook Islands. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
VOA Anita Powell reporting. Now back to our main topic. Though the exact numbers are still unclear, indications are that last month's election saw more youths than ever before being elected as councillors and members of parliament. This should be good news for other young people who are now looking up to their peers to advance their cause in decision-making processes, both at the national level in the legislature and local authorities. One of the new young leaders is 25-year-old Masingo Mayor Chantel Chiwara of the opposition CCC. Here she is talking to our correspondent Godfrey Mutimba after being sworn into office last week.
You are not a first citizen. Did you know who tend my councillors, mamma, and no shandal? A horn as Rana got run saloons and divender bagat vegetable children to look at Mao. In any self scanner, she niki wong every bastard, no shandal corner, only Madame Zubarosa and Guanaro. Bandruti, I am ready to accept the challenges that comes with this position. I'll brace myself, no good appetite, deliver what we have promised the citizens and the rich payers of Mashingo. I won't do this in Rindega. Jasha and Animama councillors Angozi. Basaracho no chirigam chirike chiri dilifike.
Keep it all 100, don't got you, I got nothing.
Run for my money. There is nobody, no one that run. So can you run for my money? Spend money, feeling lovely. Living lovely.
Pulitzer Prize winner Kenny Lamar, and that's Love. On VOA 1, the hits, I'm Larry London, and we're going to give you some love for the next hour. Here's Adele's latest. This is Oh My God on VOA 1.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Abasanda Kuskuma, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking to some of the young politicians who won in the just-ended elections. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. We are now joined by our guest, Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa, Triple C Senator for Matabeleland South, and Ashford Govoriro, a ZANU-PF activist. Good evening, lady and gentlemen, and let me... Thank you so much. Let me start off by... I'm not sure who is in a noisy place there. Maybe Mamlocha or Ashford. If you can move to a quieter place, if you can. And let me start off by congratulating Senator Mlotshwa. You are now a senator, Mamlotshwa. What are you promising to especially young people of Zimbabwe? You are a young person yourself.
Thank you very much. Good evening. I'm grateful to the people of Matsouth for entrusting me, a young person, to stand for them in the Senate of Zimbabwe. I can gladly tell you there can't be nothing for young people without the young people. There can't be anything for women without women. So I not only represent young people, I represent young people. I'm glad that not only do I represent them, but I'm an inspiration for that young person in Matobo, in Bulilima, in Siza, Eslalachane, in Plumtree, in Bedbridge, in Umzingwane, that it is possible, it can be done, that a village girl can come from being a village girl to go and represent the people. There is a lot that needs us. A lot of legislation that goes through Parliament, it does nothing for the young people, and us, the young people, need now to stand up. We are the ones who have younger children at schools, and if the education system is affected, our children are affected. We are the ones who go and use the public health systems, which are almost dilapidated and unusable. And I am telling you, we are the same ones who want to buy cars and are buying cars and on roads that are not usable. So I can tell you, young people, that it's okay for us to stand up and for our voices to be heard and for your representation. I'm there to represent the young people. I'm there to represent the young women. I'm there to represent the village people. I am there to represent that village girl, that it's possible, it's doable if you keep on pushing. Thank you.
Thank you there, Mamlotshwa, and please do stay on the line. Coming to you, Koma Guburiro. We are seeing a lot of young people who were elected from the opposition Triple C. What's the situation like in ZANU-PF in your party?
Yeah, not in the Nkanamati, but I'm sure that ZANU-PF, which is not far out of ZANU-PF, is a party, you know, Zaliwa. My young people, both the Chikatas, even cabinet, also on a president, Idin Nangago, Lagaisa, Vanuichi, my ministers, is my deputy ministers, then it changed up with some peers, you go to notary, Tinema affiliates, anonymous, my young people, like we've got young women in business, you know, Ranana, my comrade, Apia. You know, good young women, food, you know, Ranana. Now the youngest, Fuji, Minister of Apple, Tatina Mavitia. Saka, the very few who come to Valio Maviti, Singapore, to America, Cooper, Shane, and Katari, Savin, my MPs, Akamira, with my youth, two numbers in the Yagamira, a college of the English, Kwanisa, which I'm an MP in Rakawina, the likes of Wana, Comrade Tatina Nguadi. ndinongatarisa kuti futi nekusati kwaitwa by-election yajohn garaza anova mukuru wemayouth achimira futi wekuti mayouth vana comrade chinoma chakaire saka kuzanupiyo kunovhaliwa mayouth usingaiti because present edn mangaza vanotaura future belongs to the youth saka isusu tinotofara kubatore zanupiyo zvine zviri kuita president edn mangaza kupfurikidza nekusimudzira mayouth.
Haiwa, tinotenda tadzoka kwamuri vaguvuriro. And let's now go to our third guest. That's the mayor of Maswingo, Chantel Chiwara. Miss Mayor, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, how are you?
We are fine, thank you, and congratulations on your election.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you have a big responsibility on your shoulder. Maswingo is a very big city with a lot of challenges. What are some of the most pressing issues are you tackling right now for the people of Maswingo?
What are some of this?
I'm saying, what are some of the major issues that you are tackling currently, right away, issues that you are fixing that are affecting the city?
I think I'm having a major challenge to side. I can't hear you.
Okay, ndati ndemapi matambudziko muri kusangana nawo mudhorobha sameya mutswa. Amuri kutarisira kunge muchigadzirisa. I think we have a connection, a problem there with Chantel Chiwara, the young mayor of Maswingo. She's 25, I think, but we will try to reconnect with her. Ngize kuwe Senator Mlotswa, emathebeleleni south lakho siyazi kukhona okuhluphayo okunengi kodwa njengomuntu osakhulayo siyazi iZimbabwe ile youth policy angazi khona iyasebenza kahle kumbe kodwa each country has a youth policy kungapi lapho okusilela khona okhangelela ukuthi hayi njengoba la usungenele esikhundleni usungusenator uzazama ukuthi uphushe leyo policy ibe ngumthetho kube ngumthetho ukuze abasakhulayo abanye bathuthuke babe sezingene liphezulu.
Ngingatsho ukuthi kulesizungu nxa abanye bakho bengekho eduze lawe ikakhulu abantu abatsha mina ngikubona kuyisizungu kakhulu and kuyinto kuyisifiso sami ukuthi nga sonke sisebenzele ukuthi abantu abatsha bayibambe le ndima ngoba abantu abadala soze behlale bekhona. Siyakufisa lokho. Akula lizwe elinabantu abatsha kodwa bengathathi bengaparticipate in anything njengelethu because abantu abadala bayabavalela ukuthi babe lapho. Ngitsho ukuthi njengosenator Mlotswa, njengosenator weMasau, to everybody else who knows me and that I've recruited to join, that I've recruited to join the movement, or just to participate with politics, kuyikuthi ngiyafisa ukuthi abantu abatsha babe khona endimeni le esihamba ngayo. So ngakho-ke ngizayenza konke ukuthi emandleni ami ngi-advocate, ngicele futhi labanye abakuzana uPF abatsha ukuthi lokho kuyimthetho asekhapa abatsha, asiyimeleni sisonkeni, singayimeli simele ibandla but simele abanye bethu abafisa ukuyenza into eziningi kakhulu. So kulokho kwe-youth ngiyabathembisa abantu abatsho ukuthi sabamela sibili ngempela ngempela, akusona into esizayiyekela ngoba kulesizungu ngapha ngaphezulu abantu abadala bafuna ukuphatha ngendlela yabo. Nathi sile mbono yethu, ngibone ngani iZimbabwe in terms of development sisemuva kakhulu ukuthi amanye ama-counterparts wethu kwamanye amazwe sebehambe izitephu ezithe gagaga. At 43 kumele ngase sihambe sayafika kwelinye izinga, kwelinye ibanga, but silokuhambela emuva kakhulu. kuyenziwa ukuthi nathi singabantu abasha sihambele emuva kulezi nto lezi. So mainly I hope to inspire and I hope ukuthi abantu abasha labo bazalandela kulezo yawo and want to take part, want to participate and want to see ukuthi ikhipha.
Mnumzana Guvuriro. Kuma Guvuriro nde zvipi mataura kuti mucabinet kuna vechidiki futi mataura nezvatendai mavetera minister wetechnology. Tamboedza kutaura navo vamboti tivatumire maWhatsApp tikavabata ipapo asi havana kuzopindura. Asi se munhu wechidiki vaGuvuriro mune maministers echidiki mune maMPs echidiki ndezvipi zvamuri kushuvirawo semunhu wechidiki kuona vamwe venyu vachizvigadzirisa?
Tinotenda zvamabvunza. Inini chivo chidiki chandinotarisira kusimudzira nokuvandudzwa kuupenyu kwevana vechidiki kurikidza kumayuti yedu. Chatinotarisira kuona mayuti achionekwa achinopiwa minda, ndooneka mayuti achinopiwa migodhi yemamaini. Chatotarisira kuona mayuti achivandudzwa upenyu hwavo kupfurikidza needucation kuti vawanikwe mayuti edu achiwanikwa achinovayo maprodusa kana mamachecharazi zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. Kuti mayuti edu asango agara achingova bhizi asawanikwa achiita zvemadrugs. Sachatinongokurudzira maministers edu isusu kuti ngave naema vave nemind yeinnovation yekuti mayuti edu ave mainovhetasi. Tikadaro tinenge tapedza. Saka chatinotarisira kuti ichi province tichati taenda kunational ngatingotanga paprovinci. Ichi province ngaive nemaproject emayuti. Kana kuri kumasvingo province example, tinoziva kuti kumasvingo province kunorimwa nzimbe, kunoitwa zvakati, kunoitwa zvakati. Totarisa kuti isusu pamasvingo province takutarisa kuti kana masvingo province ine 5000 hectares theland isiri occupied takutaura kuti tombopawo 3000 hectares kumayuti orima nzimbe nezvimwe zvakasiyana-siyana. Tenda kumatebheleni tichiita the same. Kana uchindiwa zvecattle ranging toona kuti mayuti yedu apiwa space yekuita cattle ranging. Tikaenda kumashonaland tinotarisa the same kuti mayuti yedu kunorimwa fodya tomapa mahectares mangani kuti arimwewo fodya ave kupaiti ange achiita mari. Todzoka mutaoni muHarare totarisa kuti chii chinoitwa, chinhu chatinoda kuti mayuti yedu aiti toita the same. Saka chandinokukurudzira kati chatinotarisira semayuti kuti mayuti edu ngave empowered ave bhizi asiyane nemadrugs and asiyane nekuitiswa nemapolitician but azive kuti ramangwana rakakosha madhara ava kuenda but chinta ndeyedu isusu mayuti.
Well said there, Mukoma Guvuriro. Mamlocha waGuvuriro ukhulume ngendaba yomhlabathi lapho ukuthi abasakhulayo kabaphiwe umhlabathi balime. Kanti ukhulume njalo ngendaba yama-mines emathebeleleni south. Siyazi udaba lwabotsheketsha ludaba oluhluphayo kakhulu. Abanye bagcina sebefela emgodini lapho abaphanda khona igolide, imigodi edangerous kakhulu lapho abangamelanga babe khona. Ludaba oluhlupha kanganani nxa ukuground wena olubona lolu njalo ukhangelela ukuluphatha njani?
Mina ngombono wami ngibone ngani uhulumende kumele aregularize ama-small miners. Njalo aqakathekise, akubone kuqakathekile ukuthi i-safety yabo ibuya kuqala okokuqala engubonayo. Okwesibili, mbone ngani ngiya-advocate-ela njalo ukuthi thina singabantu emathebeleland binje siyazazi ukuthi sile golide kodwa igolide lakhona thina kungani asitholi lutho kulo singabantu bakhona. Umhlaba uphiwa lapho uphiwa khona, uthi uphiwa lapho uphiwa khona abantwana bethu, abanawa bethu bafele emgodini besebenza bengelamuntu. Siyakufisa ukuthi ngathi kuthiwa imgodi umhlaba weMathebeleland ubenefithe abantu beMathebeleland bese kusithi umphakathi weMathebeleland uphinde ubenefithe futhi from lezo zimayini lezo esizibona lapha. Liyaphuma igolide, kuyamayinwa and siyafisa ukuthi ngathiwa sine-material lanti sile kuyi-benefit kwethu esikutholayo ukuthi at least umhlaba lowo ophuma kithi abantu abethu bengaziboni bebaleka besiya kubogoli besiya ngaphi besebenzisa umhlaba esilawo ukhumbule njalo baba unkomo ukuthi thina asilali izwi leliningi kuthi ukuthi singelazulu eliningi asikwazi ukuthi sidiphende ekulimeni ngezulu kuthi ukuthi uhulumende mela kubone kuqakathekile futhi akuqakathekise ukuthi kugejwe amadamu abe maningi nama-irrigation systems abe maningi ngoba ukudla kuyashota kuyasilela ema-Tableland ukukhangezwa akusontoethu asonto esiyijayeleyo asonto esiyithandayo asonto esiyifunayo singabantu sifuna ukuzenzela nxa kungaba le ndlela yokuthi kugejwe amadamu abantu bazitholele ukudla kwabo okumele bakuthole ngoba lokho kokuholelwa kuholwa futhi isikhathi eziningi along party line so lokho kuyinto engithinta kakhulu indaba yomhlaba iyangithinta ngoba sinjalo sinje sihlala singazazi ukuthi sikhona emhlabeni kumba sikho so yindaba eyinye futhi engenza ukuthi ngisukume ngithi ngimela abantu ema-Tableland especially abama-Tableland south.
Ndizokere kwamuri mkoma guburiro mataura ne nyaya ya netsa munyika nyaya yema drugs yezvinodhaka hurumende mungati iri kuita zvakakwana here kurwisana nedambudziko iri
zingati hurumende iri kuzama by all means kuti inge ichirwisa nyaya dzemadrugs nekuti tikatarisa kuti kupurizaizo nekupurisi vanepaonoita maukaashunga nevanhu vanoita nezvemadrugs even though tichizowanawo dzimwe nhimi dzinenge dziri kupurisi dzakatemerwa nyora dzecorruption vanowanikwa vachizooti kune vanoita zvemadrugs havasa vasunge vowanikwa vachivadhizija mari saka tinongokumbirawo ndechekuti vamatanga idzipi matanga nekuporisi kwavo ikoko nevamwe vanoona nezvekuchengetedzwa kwemutemo munyika vakawanikwa vachibata nokuvatevedzera vhizheni yemutungamiri wenyika sure tinowanika nyaya dzemadrugs dzichinopera tisati taenda nekuporisi futi even nemusuwo mucommunity matinogara tikawanikwa tichida kurwisa nyaya yemadrugs inowanikwa ichinopera kuti indikaona kuti panext do pangu pari kuitwa zvekutengesa madrugs ndikaenda kuporisi ndikanoripota kuti ngana ari kutengesa madrugs ndinofanira kutevera nyaya yendona kuti shuwa mapurisa auye areita atora hapana chatengeswa madrugs ndikaona mwana ari mutrit akastika ndikamutora ndienda naye kuporisi kuneka shuwa kuti shuwa mwana ari asungwa saka ndizvo zvinhu zvinenge zvichifanira kungoitika.
Thank you there, Habaguburiro. Mamlocha, akusi valeluhlelo ngamafitshane. Your last word to abanye abasakhulayo abafana lawe labanye nje abakhangelele kuwe njengosenator.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu babuNkomo. Ngibonga ukuthi ngibe kulohlelo. Ngithanda ukuthi ngithi mina siyima-Tableland sikhangelane lama-challenges amaningi kakhulu abalisela nokuba le-inadequate infrastructure limited access to the most basic things ukuthi kwamanye amazwe eziyizinto zi-basic so mina ngithinda izwi lami alizwakale likhuluma okufiswa ngabantu bama-Tableland siyafisa ukuthi sihambe emgwaqweni elungileyo siyafisa njalo ukuthi izibhedlela zethu zilunge siyafisa ukuthi izikolo zilunge siyafisa ukuthi kube lama-vocational training centers abantwana baphume abanye abasemgodini futhi Nkomo bancane kakhulu ababuyele esikolo bayefunda kube le ndawo zokuthi igolide leli elembiwa ema-Tableland liphinde li-edwe futhi ivalwe ema-Tableland kuvulwe amakhampani ema-Tableland ukuthi igolide leli liyencedisa kwakuvulwa amakhampani kusetshenzwe futhi kusema-Tableland
njalo
siyaziwa futhi ngokuthi ama-Tableland South kuyenkomo so iinkomo zethu azisebenzele kube ne-Coal Storage Commission ema-Tableland.
Siyabonga Mamlotsha isikhathi do thanks to our guest Nonhlanhla Mlotsha CCC senator for ma-Tableland South and also thanks to Ashford Guburiro is an PFR activist. Good night, Zimbabwe.